Okay, so we're starting the tefillah, right? After all this time on the Chelek and Siddur, we're finally actually starting some of the tefillah. Till now we saw all the different hakdamas to tefillah. Then we saw tefillin. Now we're starting the actual part of this, the Seder HaTefillah, which begins with Ma Tovu Oyhalecha Yaakov. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, so Gemara Sanhedrin, from the bracha of that Rasha, right? As we know, Matova Alecha Yaakov is a pasuk coming from Parshas Balak, which was the one of the brachas that Bilam HaRasha gave to Klal Yisrael when he intended to curse them. So Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara, "Mibirkasei shel oisei rasha atalameid mahayabiliyboy." From the bracha of that rasha, you learn what was in his heart, what he really intended to curse them with. Bikesh leima shloyelem bati knesios ubati midrashos. What he really wanted was to say that they should not have any shuls and any bati midrashos. That's why he ended up saying the opposite, right? How good are your tents of Yaakov, Mishkanesech Yisrael, which Chazal tell us we're referring to Bati Knesses and Bati Midrashes. Amar Rav Abba Bar Kahana. So Rav Abba Bar Kahana said, Kulam Chazru Leklala Chutz Mi Bati Knesses Bati Midrashes V'chule. All the brachas that Bilam gave, all of them turned back into klala, meaning they initially were brachas, like the Torah records, they were brachas. But Lamaisa, since his intention was really to curse, they all ended up taking place at some point in time. The curse actually did take effect at some point in time, except for this particular bracha of Matav Lecha Yaakov, because the Bati Knesses and Bati Midrashes never ceased from Klal Yisrael. Right, if you remember, anybody that was in the shiur at the towards in the earlier part of Corona, so I was aimed on this, that it's a pretty scary thing when Bati Midrashes and Bati Knesses are closing down all around the world. And Chazal told us that this was the only curse that wasn't carried out, that didn't actually ever happen. Even if there were things going on in one part of the world, in another part of the world, things were okay. Like wars, etc. And over here, this was going around all the world. So, nevertheless, at the end of the day, maybe people were upset with the people that kept shuls going and Bati Midrashim going, right? There were communities that continued everything, even if it was illegal or ill-advised. But I don't know. It's certainly an interesting thing. It's certainly a very, I think it's an important Isiris, that we were supposed to take and probably still should take, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shaking things up in such a drastic way. In other words, if this is something that is so major that the shuls, the Chazal tell us that this is the one curse of Bilam, that no, that couldn't happen. That's the only thing that wouldn't happen. We clearly are seeing how severe such a thing is, if Bati Knesses and Bati Midrashes cease. So, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Migoydel sin osay shel osay rasha liyisrael. From the, okay, where we started, okay. I'll just repeat, we just brought down the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan says, right? We learn out from the brachas of Bilam what he really intended, right? So Matov Lecha Yaakov was he intended to be mevatel Bati Knesses and Bati Midrashes, and Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana says that that's the only thing that wasn't miskayim, right? All other klolos ended up really taking place at some point, and this was the only thing that wasn't. So Migoydel sin osa shel osa rosh Yisrael, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, from the tremendous hate of that Russia, Yisrael, from his tremendous hate of the Jewish people, Am Kadosh LaHashem Elokav, the holy nation, right? The nation that's holy to Hashem is God. Rotza lishlol meitam hadal tif'artam. He wanted to reject from them the beauty, right, of their splendor. I don't know how you want to, you know, ulahafsik eshem shechiyusa shel ha'Torah, and to stop the continuation of the Torah Kedusha b'Yisrael, to stop the continuation of the Torah Kedusha in the Jewish people. Rotzahu shelo yiyu liYisrael bati knesis ubeit midrashos. He wanted that there would be no more shuls and no more bati midrashim in Klal Yisrael. Elu tinoikos shel beis rabban shaleim nemar. These are specifically, right, the tinoikos shel beis rabban, the children, and about them it says, boi urei kama chavivin tinoikos lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come see how dear the tinoikos, the children, are before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Golsa Sanhedrin, this is a medrash in Eicha Rabbah. Golsa Sanhedrin v'loi golsa Shechina imayim. The Sanhedrin went into exile. The Shechina wasn't yet, didn't go into exile yet. Golu Mishmarois, the Mishmarois of the Kohanim, right, went into exile. V'loi golsa Shechina imayim. Still, the Shechina did not leave, did not go into exile. V'kevan shegolu tinoikos. But once the children went into exile, Golsa Shechina Imayim, then the Shechina also went into exile with them. Hu hadichsiv. So that's what the Pasuk says in Eicha. Oy lelea holchu shevi lifnei tzar. It's the children, right? It's children, Yerushalayim's children, went into captivity before their enemy. And immediately after that, immediately after that says, V'yotza mibas tzion kol adara. And all the glory of left Bas Tzion, meaning the Shechina left Bas Tzion. As soon as the Tinoikos of Beis Rabban were exiled, the Shechina went together with them. So the great Sanhedrin, right, that all Klal Yisrael is reliant on for everything that goes on in the halachically, everything goes on in the Jewish life, that didn't cause, when the Sanhedrin left, that didn't, the Shechina still stayed with Klal Yisrael. When the Mishmoris of the, right, when they left, no, still, the whole Avodah is built on them. That wasn't enough. But once the children went, that was it. The Shechina went down, went into exile. And that's what Bilam was trying to uproot from the Jewish people. By uprooting the Bati Knesses and Bati Midrashes, he was discontinuing the Jewish people from functioning. We can't function without the Torah, without Tefillah. Right? That's what Bat Knesset and Bat Midrash we just had right in Daf Yomi. Which one is bigger? It's Betzem and Machlokes, which both are called Gadol, right? So it's Machlokes, which is bigger in the Gemara and Megillah, the Beis Knesset or Beis Medrash. But Lamaisa, they are both. We are fully dependent on their existence, and Bilam understood that. Bilam understood that you could take away their Sanhedrin, you could take away, you know, Mishmarsku, you could take away, but if you took away this, it's finished. That's what he says. Vakol kedei lekakea beitzasim shel Yisrael. That's the only way to uproot the egg of Yisrael, meaning the shirish of Klal Yisrael. That's it. You pull the plug on them. Chalila. Achein. So. Kulam chazrul klala, chutz mi bat ekneses bat midrashos. They all went back at some point in time, at some point in history. They ended up being niskayim, right? The brachas ended up going back into klala, becoming the curses really took place. Chutz mi bat ekneses bat midrashos, except for that bracha of matovu alecha Yaakov mishkanesecha Yisrael, which is the bracha of there being shuls and bat midrashos in Klal Yisrael. Sha'aleim yesh lanu bris krusa, because about them, about the shuls and about the midrashos, we have a pact that's made between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vani zois brisi oisa mama Hashem, right? Lo yamushu mipicha o mipizaracha. In other words, we say this every single day in davening. Pasuk in Yeshayo, we say it in Volitzion, of course. Vani zois brisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I made a bris with you, that lo yamusha mipicha mipizacha mipizeh zacha v'ad olam. The Torah is never going to leave your mouths, the mouths of your children and grandchildren. There's going to be a hemshachiyut, a continuation of Torah in Klal Yisrael throughout the Doros. It's never going to stop. And that is through, of course, the Bate Knesset and Bate Midrashos. Kol ha-ma-matzim levatel mi-Yisrael Bate Knesset u-Bate Midrashos v'tashbar, all the efforts to be mevatel from the Jewish people, shuls, Bate Midrashos, tinekes shel beis rabon, children learning, chadorim, right? Lo yuchlu la-oilom. It never ever is going to be possible. They'll never succeed in that. Al apam va'am chamatam shel kol margizei keil. Right? On the anger, you know, in their face, in their nose, man, with all the anger and of all those who come to anger God, right? Hen otam shim mibachutz v'hen otam shim mibefnim. Whether it's those who are coming from outside of Klal Yisrael, or whether it's those that are coming from in, from within. So, you know, what it looks as if today, of course, that there are people, unfortunately, that are trying to hurt the Olam HaTorah, the Olam of Torah Mitzvahs. It's not, unfortunately, it's not a new thing, right? Obviously, at the beginning of, when Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was on the scene, in the beginning, there was a tremendous amount and success. They were very, very successful. There, you know, there was, unfortunately, many, many Jewish people that forcibly tore Torah mitzvahs from Jewish kids, right? If it's from the Teimani, right, the Olei Teiman that came here, if it's from the Moshavot, where they wouldn't allow the teaching of Torah mitzvahs, none from people that ran the Moshavot, they didn't allow Torah to be taught. Unfortunately, this is not a new thing, and you know, so these are, we have it coming from Bechutz, externally. We have it coming from, over the course of all the generations, right? There's been gzeiros and attempts to stop Klal Yisrael from learning Torah. But there's also, unfortunately, enemies from within. And despite all of those, they'll never ever be successful, right? In the larger picture, they're never going to get their way. Yeah, Koil. Koil Yaakov mitzafzef bebate knesis bebate midrashos. The voice of Yaakov will continue to speak and continue to be heard in the bate knesis and the bate midrashos. Matovu ohalecha Yaakov. So that's the first thing to think about. The first words as he entered the shul, Matovu ohalecha Yaakov, is like, you know, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you know, It's hard to have kavana in every single thing in davening. Well, you know, we're going to learn, and every piece we'll see. Like every piece of davening is ulamos. It's just worlds and worlds. But considering that this is what you actually say when you walk into the shul, right? That's the when you really. That's when you're supposed to say this. Is when you, as you enter the shul, the Arizal says, you know, you bow as you come into the shul and you say, Matovu ohalecha Yaakov mishkanesecha Yisrael. So it's good to have that recognition, to think about, like, oh, I'm going into a shul now. This is what the Jewish people is built on, or the same thing going to the Beis Medrash. It's a gewaldig experience. You know, people started to appreciate it a little bit after shuls were closed. People had a refound love and appreciation for shuls, but we shouldn't lose it. This is what we say every day, and this is how we begin. Matoiv alech Yaakov mishkanesecha Yisrael. Okay, next piece. Vani b'roiv chastecha avoy el heichal kotshecha b'yirosecha. So this is very interesting. This pasuk, right, is I, with the multitude of your kindness, I will come to the Heichal, to the your holy palace, Heichal Kotshecha, Bir Asecha, with fear of you. So, if we think about the pasuk, it's actually a very interesting combination of, it evokes an interesting combination of feelings, of emotions. On the one hand, we're mentioning the Chassadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I come into your palace, when I come into your place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the shul, into the Beis Medrash, right? When I come in, I'm coming with Beroiv Chasadecha, with your tremendous chasadim. But we ended off with your fear, with awe of you, with fear of you. Normally, if I'm talking about the chesed of Hashem, I would be talking about my love for Hashem. Mm-hmm. Because you have love, alts the chesed sheboy, right? The fear is midas ha-chesed, relates to midas ha-hava. Midas ha-din is midas ha-gvura, is yira, right? These are two polar type of, you know, emotions, or two polar aspects that in relating to Hashem. And we find them over here intertwined into one sentence, not like, you know, two parts of a sentence, but like one continuing mahalach. I'm coming there with roiv chasadecha beyiradecha. What's going on? So says Rabbi Yaakov Misha, anu b'nei Yisrael, im ba'im anu lebeis Hashem. We the Jewish people, if we come to the Beis Hashem, to the house of Hashem, yodim anu. Do you want something to drink? Yodim anu umargishim. We know and feel that the very coming into the shul, coming into the Beis Hashem, coming to the Beis HaMikdash, coming into the place of Hashem, the very coming into that, the very entrance, is only Chesed Hashem Eleinu, is a tremendous kindness of Hashem to us, that He lets us into a place where He is Sheir, where He resides. And we understand that we're not coming to do him a favor. You know, like, that's not what it's not coming, I'm coming to benefit Hashem. I'm coming to, right? You could theoretically look at it like that, you know, I'm coming to publicize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So I'm doing him a taiva, you know. Tnuah is lelekim. There's ganze tayrus. There's big stuff in that, and, right? Give strength to God. No, but that, we understand that that's not really what it's about. We're not coming into the shul to be made with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki im lanu ha-hatava. Coming into the shul, coming into the Beis Hashem, could be the Beis HaMikdash, is to benefit us. Hashem benefiting us, bestowing His goodness upon us. V'chesed urak avureinu. The chesed is just for us. So that's first of all. V'ani b'roiv chastecha ovei helechal kodshecha. I understand when I'm coming into shul, I'm not doing Hashem a favor. He's doing me a big, huge favor. V'im b'shan shehinenu mezamrim u'mahalim v'es Hashem. And at the time that we sing and praise in the house of Hashem, הננו מתבטלים מהדר קודשך ומתמלאים ירערסס וזיעה. We become like nullified. We become nothing, כביוכל. Out of the feeling of the glory of your holiness, we become filled with fear, trepidation. Right? We're shaking. בידענו שאין בפינו מה להגיד, knowing that we don't have the words to say anything. וכל מגמתנו להתכוון רק ביחס פעולותיו ביתו ויחלו. And our whole aim, all we can expect to do, is to be mechaven in respect to his actions, to the actions of Hashem. Hashem's essence, as we've said many times, we have no shaykhus. All we can do is relate to his actions, to his house, and heichal, which is like an external, relatively external understanding. And the more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed with us, we become that much more filled with awe and trepidation. And we make ourselves that much smaller before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, when we feel the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the effect that it has on us is just, it just reminds us, it just, you know, it points into our face, we see that much more, wow, the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us, and we become that much smaller. We become that much more nullified before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'ma she'amru avoy de tzarech gavoya, What about like the concept of Tenu Oizla Lakim that I mentioned? That, you know, we Kiviyachol give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our Avodas Hashem, through our Tefillah. And Hebrew quotes over here, the Chazal, right? That the Avodah is for the purpose of the one above. Avodah Tzarech Gavoya, the high one, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does the Chazal mean by that? Hainu Shekach Rotsehu Shekiyumei Ma'asav U'Pulotav B'chol HaYetzu B'chol HaNivra U'V'chol Giluyei Atzilut Yodafka Al Yadeinu V'zehu Tzarech Gavoya. It means that that's what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted that us being Mekayim, His actions, His deeds, okay, in all, the persons, that a person's actions, He wanted that a person's actions would be, it's the kiyum. The kiyum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions is all going to be dependent on us. In other words, everything that He does in the whole creation, in the whole formation, and whole creation, and all the revelation of Atzilus, He covered, if you noticed, He's very meduic with His words. B'chol hayetzur, that's oylem hayetzira. B'chol hanivra, it's oylem habriya. B'chol gilui Atzilus, is oylem Atzilus. And He wanted that all those higher worlds of Yetzira, Bria, Anas, and Atzilus are all going to be dependent on what we do down here in Olam HaAsiya. V'zeu Tzarech Gavaya. And that is what it means, Tzarech Gavaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed it, that that should be the case, that we should, that His actions here should depend on what we do. Kiloimar, meaning Tzarech Ritzayinai. When it says Tzarech Gavaya, it means it's for the tzarech of His will, the necessity of His will. Shekachu roitzu, meaning that that's what He wants. V'loishu toli chas v'shalom banu. But it doesn't mean that He is dependent on us. He's not dependent on us. He set up the system in such a way that He wants that through our actions He will reveal Himself or chalila conceal Himself. But He's not dependent on us in any which way. El shekachu roitzu hamuchlat baruch hu. That's His absolute will. In order for him to do chesed with us and to benefit us. But the ultimate point of it all is His hatava to us. There's no, even when we say Tnoiz Elokim, even that's a hatava, right? I mean, I'm just pointing out another, going one step further. Rabbi Akimeshit doesn't spell it out over here. But we know that the system was set up in such a way because of Nama de Kisufa. Right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be meitiv with us. I think this is really kind of, it's behind His words. He doesn't express it openly. But we know that He set up the system in such a way that everything is going to go based on man because He wanted to be meitiv with us. And the ultimate hatava has to come in such a way where there's no not in a shameful bread manner where, right, we're getting things that we don't deserve, which will just make us feel that much worse. You don't get a hanah from that. You don't get an oinik. You get a hanah from what you earn. So ultimately, the whole thing is just to be meitiv for us. There's no real hatava of, there is no, not just real, there is no hatava. We're not being meitiv to Him at all. V'ani b'roiv chastecha avoy v'isecha eshtacha ve'elecha kodshecha b'yosecha. I, with the multitude of your chesed, with the tremendous amount of your chesed, I come to your house, meaning it's completely a chesed, your chesed to me, that I am coming here to your house. I'll bow to the heichal of your kodesh with your yira, because the more I feel your chesed, the more I become filled with yiras Hashem. I think that, you know, just to take it one step further to explain a little bit the Kabbalah aspect behind it, okay? The Mida, if we take the spheres, the 10 spheres, as a totality, okay, of a system of Hashpa and Kabbalah, of giving and receiving, okay? So, because that's what everything is always based on those two, it's the positive and the negative. It's the relationship between the positive and the negative, the male and the female component, the giver and the receiver, right? And these both are necessary because the receiver takes it and manifests it. As long as it's just by the giver, it remains potential. The receiver manifests it, right? So, in a sense, the first nine spheres are all spheres of chesed, in a sense. This is one value that can be used in studying and analyzing the system of the ten spheres. The first nine spheres all have certain shefa within them. They have certain or within them, which means they have certain shefa that they can give, certain gifts that they can give. They have an essence unto themselves which can be bestowed upon others. As opposed to the last sphere, which is Malchus, which the Zohar says, let lo migarma klum, we've spoken about in the past, it has none of its own or. The whole defining quality and function of the Malchus is that it manifests the other nine spheres. It manifests the other nine spheres, meaning it's kol kulo makabel. It's kol kulo a receiver. It doesn't have any of its own essence to it. Its essence is the ability to receive. That's the function of the Malchus. So, if I take this Erech, I'll take the nine spheres, and they are all qualities of giving. In a certain Erech, all these nine are Chesed, whereas the Malchus is the Midas Hadin, Dina de Malchusa Dina. In another, this can be translated, and this is translated in Kabbalistically, that the Malcha sometimes can be referred to as Yira, specifically Yira Tata, whatever it is, but it's if the Chesed is Ava, and the Midas Adin is Yira, which is what says in the Sfarim, so in a certain sense, the nine spheres are all going to be Chesed, are all going to be Ava, because they're giving, and the Din is going to be the Yira, which is the receiver. The Yira, what does it mean when I'm afraid? What I'm afraid it means is that I feel empty relative to the giver, relative to the other. I feel empty. I feel like I need him. And therefore, the person is filled with this feeling of like, well, I'm nothing. Nothing compared to. So when I look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I see his tremendous chesed, when I see those nine spheres, kibayachal, right? I am filled with yira. I am filled with the feeling like, wow, everything I get, I don't give Hashem anything. All I do is I receive his shefa. So that means I represent his malchus in that sense. I represent, and what is that malchus? That's the becoming filled with yira before Hashem. The yira before Hashem is that recognition dafka of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. And that, I think, is what he means over Yivani, b'rov chastecha of HaYisecha. And dafka, because you have such chasadim, all those nine spheres of chesed, I'm going to bow to your in your heichal. I'm going to bow with your yira, because I'm just over. But the bowing itself is that expression of pure bittul. That's what bowing is. It's the expression of bittul before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the midas hamalchus, the midah of yira. And that's the explanation over here, I think, on the deeper level, what behind what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying over here. But it's mamish, if you go back into the pasuk, you see this is mamish exactly what the pasuk is saying. Okay, any questions or ha'aras first before we start the next piece? We probably won't finish it. Nope. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak, you should mute yourself, unless you have a question. Yeah, if you have a way of muting. Okay, fine. Let's go on to the next bracha. At least we'll start it. I don't think we'll finish it, but we'll start. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. Okay, he was mekadesh us with his mitzvahs, and he commanded us. Amar Rav Yosef, Mireish Hava Amina, Manda Hava Amali Halacha Kerab Yehuda Dama Suma Potter Mina Mitzvahs, Avidna Yehmatov L'Rabbanan. Right, we know Rav Yosef at some point became blind, he lost his vision, and And so Rabbi Yosef said, you know, originally I used to say, whoever's going to tell me that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that says a suma is exempt from mitzvahs, I'll make a yomtiv for the rabbanim. I'll make a yomtiv. Dalayma fikidna vavidna, because then I'm not mitzoveh, but I'm keeping the mitzvahs. But now that I hear what Rabbi Chanina said, that somebody who's commanded and performs the mitzvah is greater than the one who wasn't commanded and does the mitzvah, adarabba, to the contrary, if somebody tells me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, avidna yamatav rabbanan, then I would make a yomtiv. So it's very interesting, right? We see that Rav Yosef wasn't sure. He wasn't sure which one is greater. Is the guy who's commanded to do and does, is that greater? Or dafka, the guy who's doing it without being commanded, you know, extra credit. That just, maybe that shows a tremendous love. It certainly does. So which one's greater? The fact that the Amir of Yosef has a suffix like that means that really they're both true. Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim, both things are true. Mibchina achad gadol mi she'eino metzuv ve'oseh. In one aspect, the one who is not commanded and does the mitzvah is greater. Shekein moira adavar goydo zichuch nafshi, because it shows a tremendous purification of soul in that person. That on his own he yearns to fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem. He's a roidif mitzvahs. He looks for mitzvahs. But on the other hand, yesh kan sadrei usa. There's a downside to it. Mipnei shekol musaga ba mitzad hargashat ha'adam afilu zeh hagadol ha'niskav yoter. Because any concept coming from the feeling of a person, from the emotion of the person, from the feeling of a person, even the greatest and loftiest of ideas, mukbal hu limrot hakol, is despite it all limited. Right? This is a yesod we've seen by him in the past. What comes from man is limited. Mehuta saga einena lebetem lekoch hamasig v'liyoter. The essence of the hasaga, right, the understanding, is only lefi, is only according to the koyach of the one who's being masig, the person who's understanding that, and nothing more than that. And of course, every human being is just a human being. He's not God. So there's a limit to, as great as he might be, there's a limit to what he understands. So that consequently, he will not be able to be poyel. He will not be able to be active, except in those worlds that are on the level of his hasag, of his understanding, what relates to his level of understanding. But in worlds that are greater, right, higher worlds, that he doesn't have any shaykhs to, that his hasaga is like considered zero relative to those worlds. Lo yuchalif al davar, he can't be poiled there at all. Matzav ze inenu mevate et ratzon Hashem yizbarach, ashe yatzarat adam murkav mishnei k'tzavot. And that situation doesn't express the will of Hashem, who created man encompassing or pulling together, he grafted the person from two extremes, from two poles. Guf achur karutz michomer, on the one hand, a cloudy body that's made of material, it's physical. Uneshama chatzuva mitachat lekisei kvod yisbarach, and on the other hand, a neshama that was yun from under the kisei hakavod of Hashem. And he did that so that man would be tied would, you know, from the beginning of all levels till the end of all levels, right? He's from the bottom. He's from the earth, and yet he's also attached through his neshama to the bottom of the Kisei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he's achuz. He's tied. He's attached to all the different levels, enabling him to be poil in all those levels, affect all those levels, all those worlds. In this, it is greater the koyach and the level of the one who is commanded and does the mitzvah. Because the koyach of the mitzvah is what's found in the mohus of the command itself, including incorporating all the madregos in the world, from the highest world to the lowest worlds, right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one, Hashem commands. So when Hashem commands, since he's all inclusive, so it includes all the worlds. And when you're doing it mitzad Hashem's command, you're just doing it because he's saying, so you're doing it al dai toy, you know, like we say at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah davening, right? Al das hamakim. We're doing this al das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're davening al das Hashem. And all our mitzvahs, when we're mitzvahs, we're doing al dai toy. And if he tied this mitzvah to the worlds, and we're doing what he said, so we're being poiled in all the worlds. Mikol makim nimtzeinu lemeidim, so we've come out learning. Okay, they're both good. We come out that the mitzvah oisa and the one that's not mitzvah oisa are both wonderful and good. Each one based on the specific mila that he has. Meaning, the one that's eina mitzvah oisa has a tremendous mila because it shows his purity of soul, which is gavaldik. And the guy who's a mitzvah oisa, you don't necessarily see that. Because if he wasn't commanded, maybe he wouldn't do. On the other hand, the guy who's a mitzvah oisa has a tremendous mila, which the other one doesn't have, by the fact that he's commanded to do. So whatever he does now is fully based on Hashem's intent in this mitzvah. And since Hashem, of course, is his mitzvahs are, you know, kill all the worlds. So mila, you, the Adam, when you do that mitzvah, you're koil all the worlds in that mitzvah, and you have that ability because you're built with an neshama coming from the tachas kisei hakavod down to the bottom, the ground where your body is from. So we have that ability to affect all the worlds, and when we do the mitzvah al das Hashem, al tzivui of Hashem, so then we're able to have that impact. So each one has a gevalt maila. We're going to stop here, and we'll see Bezer Hashem the continuation of it next week. Any ha'aris questions? Or anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear?
Yes.
Normally, we understand the greatness of animal. A mitzvah veose is that a person has a challenge from his yetzirah not to listen, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't. Consider that point.
He doesn't get into that over here so far, at least. Yeah, that's another thing. It's also true, a lot of different aspects.
Okay,
very good. Shavua Tov to everyone. Everyone should feel good. Okay.
Right.